Proclamation number 8895 of 17th of December, 1964. Correction of false doctrines. The fact that you will all be plunged into doubt cannot be avoided. After all, it is a matter of coming forth with the truth and eliminating an error which has taken root in you. I can only ever point out to you that you are moving in wrong thinking, that it is quite impossible to want to confront me with bad qualities. Everything is bright and clear in me, no thought from me could ever be otherwise, and likewise you were originally emanated from me in all perfection. But you did not remain so, and that has been the cause of completely erroneous ideas, which I can only ever correct, but must leave it up to you whether you want to accept the truth, because I can do everything but not attack your free will, which is a sign of your divine origin. And I can certainly also give you the explanation that you cannot cite the Book of Books as proof for the correctness of your thinking. For on the one hand this is also no longer being preserved pure, and on the other hand it came into being after the emergence of the world, after the fall of the spirits, after their turning away from me. It is therefore no proof of such a God as you imagine him to be, with human weaknesses and faults, which can never be brought into application for me. You must always make a distinction between the time before the apostasy of the spirits and that which gave rise to the creation of the world. But you are never allowed to connect me myself with what free will had brought about in you and out of you. And everything that was the result of your former decision against me, for that you hold me responsible. And you do not consider that it would have been completely impossible for me to let creatures come into being out of me, which were not perfect. And perfection includes that they were created according to my image, which had to be just as light and clear because this corresponded to my original nature. The first created being of light. Lucifer, who changed himself into my antipole, has been intent on distorting my image since his apostasy from me in order not to induce any being to return, and he has succeeded, so that eternities will pass until I am recognized by the apostate beings as a god of love again. And especially in the times of the end he lets the confusion among you men become stronger and stronger. And that means ever greater darkening. Because he has also found shelter under the cover of piety, because men in their limited thinking cannot imagine anything perfect, because they look for a place of departure for all their faults and their sinfulness and believe to find this place of departure in me, but who is and will remain exalted above everything, and my kingdom is an area of perfection, which lies completely apart from the world of the fallen spirits. Consider how small you humans imagine me to be if you assume that I would have created beings for myself into which I would also have placed the God opposing single quote element, who myself wanted you to remain with me, who regarded the rejection of my strength of love as the worst sin directed against me. Thus I myself as your creator would have been the cause of this transgression. But now this thought has been spread among men, and this false doctrine has truly found a great following, and it is therefore very difficult to take a stand against it, because only that man will accept it, who recognizes me as most perfect, who is not satisfied that ever the smallest negative thought can be in me, who therefore recognizes every hateful thought, every lie is wrong, because with it also perfection is questioned. For you therefore the first created spirit became the antipole, when you were to test your resistance against it during your existence as man. But I myself do not need an antipole. but the fallen spiritual needs it to be able to find back to me again. It needs it to bring its power of resistance to the highest development, and it needs it because only so the highest perfection can be reached again, in which it stood in the beginning. Because I issued spiritual creations out of me before the creation of beings, and I also let creations come into being with the created beings without needing a counterpole. But when Lucifer called a world of resistance against me into being, these spirits also needed a counterpole, between whom and me they now had to decide. He therefore became my opponent and free will, and thereby unintentionally helps in the return of the spiritual. In the freedom of will, therefore, you men have the reason for the apostasy of the spirits, but this was likewise a sign of their divinity. The fact that you misused it is solely your fault and the fault of him whom you followed into the abyss, because he was visible, and therefore you have become unhappy until you return to me again, which likewise free will must bring about. Amen.